Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio broadcast. Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And I will praise His name.
Hello, hello. Today's featured track is from one of my favorite groups, Jars of Clay. This is from their album Much Afraid. This song's called Overjoyed.
Should company with something so divine. Mercy wakes, overjoyed, prospects of finding freeing, freeing me.
More than any generation in the past, our generation has seen much progress in the world. We have seen the world come closer. We have seen man on the moon. Our age can be described as computer age, space age, or the technology age. Yes, we have seen most progress in the area of technology, and it is technology that has brought the world together. And it is technology that changed man from being primitive to modern. It is technology that helps man conquer his illnesses, and it is technology that enables man to conquer his enemies. But the sad part of this phenomenon is that our focus has changed. Our focus has changed from God and fellow human beings to machines. One area where we made least progress is in the area of relationships. We are in pits when it comes to relationships. Probably our forefathers have done better. Family was important to them. It was okay for several nuclear families to be under the same roof. It was okay for the sick and the weak and the elderly to be under the same roof. We don't think like that anymore. We think in terms of what is best for us. We are more concerned about our rights than anything else. Relationships have moved from simple bonds of love to bonds of legal rights. Our problems are settled in courts, a turn away from settling problems in the company of compassionate family members. We have more broken relationships than ever before. Not only that, parents are divorcing each other, children are terminating relationships with parents, and parents are terminating relationships with children. According to recent studies, divorce rate among church-going people are as high as others outside the church. Maybe one reason for relationship breakdown is the complexity that we experience now. Our life has become more complicated than ever before. Bishop Fulton Sheen said this about the modern man. He's so disassociated, so alienated from himself, that he sees himself less as a personality than as a battlefield. Where a civil war rages between 1,001 conflicting loyalties. He may be likened to a radio that is tuned into several stations. Instead of getting one clearly, he receives only an annoying static. The complexity is also evident in the kinds of symptoms that we exhibit. The DSM-4, which is the Diagnostic Statistic Manual, lists some of modern man's symptoms. Our mood disorders, our behavioral disorders, and personality disorders are so different from what men experienced as emotional problems in the past. More drugs are sold now to calm men's mind or to alter it. In turn, what has happened is that we are displacing our ills on others. We see others as culprits who cause our problems or companions who should carry our crosses. The young boy who rebels against his parents is displacing his anger on his parents, and he is also expecting them to carry his misery. The husband who has a terrible time at work unloads his burden on his wife and expects her to carry it. It seems the modern man is a lot more strong physically, but he is walking on thin ice mentally. For a lot of people, it won't take much to snap out. They are under so much stress that with least provocation, they will turn out to be mad men and women. Perhaps the biggest reason is that we lost grip of the spiritual cords that held our minds strong. And we lost faith in our eternal God, whose everlasting hands are underneath us. The question is, how can we redeem human relationships? The Holy Bible presents one solution. That solution is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 10. Paul the Apostle said, "Let the attitude of Christ be in you." Let the attitude of Christ be in you. It is amazing to see how much importance Christ gave for relationship building experiences. He spoke more about relationship building experiences than anything else, and he demonstrated how that could be done. In the parable of the prodigal son, he talked about the reconciling spirit of a father who forgave and accepted a prodigal unconditionally. Christ talked about reconciling with one's brother before bringing sacrifice to the altar. He talked about reconciling differences before the sun sets. He said, "If you forgive the trespasses of your brother, the Heavenly Father will also forgive your trespasses." He said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." He said, "If someone asks you to walk 1 mile with him, go for 2. And if someone snatches away your shirt, give him your jacket too. He said, love your enemies. And if someone strikes on you, on your left cheek, show him your right cheek too. He said, sell all what you have and give to the poor. Christ presented worship of God as a relationship building experience too. He said, if two or three of you gather in his name, he will be there in the midst. He liked people coming together in his name. He said, if two of you agree touching on anything, the Father will give to you to glorify the Son. He also presented mission as a relationship building experience. He divided his disciples 2 by 2 and sent them to the mission field. Finally, Christ presented himself as a shepherd who is interested in redeeming his sheep. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Nobody is more involved in relationship building experience than a shepherd. You know what a shepherd does? He keeps his flocks together. Some of his flocks might fight with each other. He breaks their fights and keeps them in the fold. Some of them go their silly ways, but he brings them gently and keeps them in the fold. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you 2 addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again, FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.